Good morning and welcome back to the Better Living Radio program. It's good to join our listeners. And today we have a special guest with us, Dr. Louis Cruz. I would like to welcome you back to the Better Living Radio program.
Thank you, Peter Lewis, and it's a pleasure to be here.
All right. In our previous, the last time we had you on, we discussed about cancer. We started to talk about cancer because we recognize that Benton County seems to be affected by cancer more than any of the other 95 counties in Tennessee. So we're endeavoring to give a broader view of cancer and the approach to cancer, more than just the regular way of looking at it. You know, our bodies are God's temple, and He wants for us to preserve it in health and wellness. Dr. Cruz is a naturopathic doctor, and he practices in New York and some of the other islands. And it's a pleasure to have you on with us again, Dr. Cruz.
Yeah, it's a pleasure too. Glad to be here.
All right. So where we were in our last presentation, we were just where we need to talk about metastasis. What exactly is that?
Well, you see, the normal cells have a genetic information. All cells have the same genetic information, but each cell plays its specific role in reading just the genetic information that concerns him or it. Stomach cell will not do the job of a liver cell. The liver cell will not do the job of a prostate cell. They all have their own, even though they all have all the genetic information, they only play the part of the information that concerns them. So for that reason, they only stay in the same location and do the function of that organ. Cancer cells are different. They've learned to read any part of the genetic information, and they can, for that reason, they can adapt to any other environment other than the environment where they originate. Let's say you have prostate cancer. Prostate cancer tends to spread easily to the bones and to the lungs, but can spread anywhere else, of course, but those are their favorite locations, and maybe liver. But bones is a tendency more. And it, even though it's a prostate cancer cell, it will, and it has the area code. Let's call it that. There are certain proteins on each cell that are in, they're like area codes. We call them in medically, they're called integrants. But they're like area codes, and it tells the cell where it needs to be, and it shouldn't go anywhere else.
Okay.
And the cancer cell can adapt to any area code. It can take any area code and adapt to that area code. But anyway, even though it can't do that, it still needs to beat certain obstacles. One of the obstacles is that all cells are connected to collagen, to a tissue, like a wall of tissue, and it stays there. For a cancer cell to be able to spread, it needs to drill a hole to that collagen, to that wall of collagen. Let's imagine it like a brick wall. It needs to drill a hole through there so that it can start spreading to other parts of the body.
Mm-hmm.
So this drill is a chemical drill. It's an enzyme, actually, and because it's a protein wall. It's not literally cement. It's a protein wall. So the enzymes will dissolve protein, like, just like we digest protein in our stomach with enzymes. So cancer cells produce certain enzymes. One of them is called hyaluronidase. And that anything that ends with ace in medicine is usually an enzyme. And hyaluronidase is like a drill. Cancer uses it as a drill. It drills a hole through the collagen wall, and it helps it go through there so that it could go to any area code it prefers it wants to go. And that is the first step that cancer uses to spread to other parts of the body. The other step would be to be able to drill another hole, but in a blood vessel, so that it could enter the circulation. Hyaluronidase, collagenase, elastase, there's different enzymes that it produces, but let's just take hyaluronidase as an example. And it's interesting, for each aspect of cancer, we can it 2 weeks, rest 2 weeks, use it 2 weeks, and in that way prevent any abnormal cell from spreading to other parts of the body.
Mm-hmm.
Something that may be even easier would be vitamin C, because you have it in your food. Eat foods that are high in vitamin C.
Mm-hmm.
According to the Journal of Alternative Medical Review, it says that the vitamin C has different functions in the body, and I'm going to read them to you. It's enhancement of the immune system, which is one that is very important. Stimulation of collagen formation, that means it's necessary for walling off tumors. That means it causes that wall to be harder and more solid, so that it's more difficult for the tumor to, for the cancer cell to drill a hole. Inhibition of hyaluronidase, which keeps the ground substance around the tumor intact and prevents metastasis. In other words, it stimulates the immune system to help fight the cancer. It creates a stronger wall so it can't drill a hole. And it inhibits that enzyme, the drill. It makes it not function adequately so that the cancer cell cannot drill a hole through this wall and has to stay there and prevent spreading.
So
this is what those are foods high in vitamin C.
So,
go ahead.
How much vitamin C are we looking at? There are foods high in vitamin C.
Well, a lemon has like 60 milligrams. Orange has like 60 to 90, depending. The RDA is 90 milligrams. That's really the minimal. It's not really enough to keep you healthy.
Right.
Just enough to prevent scurvy.
That's right.
Which is the purpose. But really, to stay healthy, your diet needs to consume at least 300 milligrams per day from your food.
From the food.
If you eat oranges, you probably need to eat like 2 oranges, 3 oranges. Eat a big giant salad, a big salad. I don't mean a little tiny bowl with lettuce floating and a little tomato. A big bowl of green vegetables.
Mm-hmm.
Sprinkle some lemon to add more vitamin C in there. Do lemonades every day, but don't add the sugar. Maybe add a little honey. Try to get as much vitamin C in there, 300 milligrams being the minimum.
Okay, so what about in supplemental form? If we're dealing with a real aggressive situation, you got cancer in the body, and it's possible that it might want to spread. So,
yes, if you want to prevent, do the 300 milligrams through your diet. If you want, you're ready to have cancer, and you're following a cancer treatment, I recommend getting your 300 milligrams from your diet and maybe vegetable juices, and adding supplementation. And I recommend taking as much as your body can tolerate. And you know how much your body tolerates, because when you take too much vitamin C, your stool gets, your bowel movements gets too loose.
Mm-hmm.
So you take enough vitamin C to make your bowels loose, a little less under bowel tolerance. In other words, if let's say 3,000 milligrams makes your bowels loose, well, that means you need to consume 2,000 milligrams per day. And that's the amount of supplementation you would need. And that's basically what we recommend. Some people actually with cancer can tolerate 6, 9, 12,000 and even more quantity, because their body's just screaming for it.
Mm-hmm.
And plus the chemotherapy and all this. And let me tell you, the vitamin C is not, contrary to popular belief, is not going to interfere with chemotherapy, is not going to interfere with radiation. On the contrary, it's going to help. It's going to help the body stay healthy. And if you have cancer, according to Linus Pauling, who did a complete investigation on vitamin C and cancer, it is beneficial for the person who has cancer.
Wow. Will it also perhaps lessen some of the side effects of the chemo and radiation?
Yes, because it's an antioxidant, and it won't let the damaging effects of the chemo and the radiation take hold on the body. It might not be a complete solution to that, but it's just one factor that you can do in conjunction with your diet and other things that we'll be talking about that you can do to help in the process of a person, helping them heal and get better. Whether they're using chemotherapy or whatever method they're using to heal their cancer, vitamin C definitely in their diet and in supplementation form will be beneficial.
All right, so the two things we've talked about, echinacea and vitamin C, will help to prevent the spread, prevent that drill from drilling in to cause cancer.
To strengthen the wall so that it won't break down. down easily, it neutralizes the drill, and it stimulates the immune system. So it does all that. You're doing all those three things one shot by just adding two simple things that are very inexpensive and that you can get almost anywhere. Even Walmart has it, but you better get Echinacea from a good quality health food store and a good quality vitamin C. We're recommending buffered vitamin C, a vitamin C that is not acid, so that you won't get stomach aches or burning in your stomach or anything like that when you take large doses. Get an ascorbate form of vitamin C, which is a buffered form.
All right, so that's two. All right, so
we could analyze other aspects of metastasis.
Okay, go right ahead.
Prostate cancer tends to spread to the bone. For it to spread to the bone, it needs to attach to a specific receptor in the bone.
Okay.
There's a method of preventing cancer, prostate cancer, from attaching to these bone receptors, and it's by tricking it into attaching to something else. And you know, we usually, we talk about vitamin C, we usually talk about citrus, and we usually drink the citrus juice or squeeze it and we throw away everything else. But actually the white part that protects the juice has a medicinal property, and they discovered that this is like a starch. This white part is like a starch fiber compound, and it's a form of a pectin, just like in apples. You can't digest it. Scientists and different researchers have actually modified this pectin, this starch, and or this form of fiber, and they've actually used it in helping people with cancer, because what happens is the pectin in the white part of the orange or in any citrus looks like the receptors in the bone. So when you drink that, let's say you take a tablespoon as a supplement. It's a supplement. This is not something you use to treat, but it's a supplement that you could use, and you use it internally with water. It comes in a powder form. It's called modified citrus pectin. Modified citrus pectin. But it's basically a slightly modified white part of the citrus. And what it does, when you take it in the water form, you mix it with water, the powder with water, and you drink it, it goes into the blood. And when prostate cancer cells are floating in the blood, it will, these molecules that look like the bone receptors causes the cancer cell to attach to it. And as the cancer cells attach to this instead of the bone, they think, ha-ha, I'm attached to the bone, but they're actually attaching to this modified citrus pectin. They basically die. The cancer cells die because they cannot survive many days attached to this. When they're attached to the bone, they could actually survive, penetrate the bone, and grow. But when they attach to this, that looks like the bone receptor, they can't. They can't penetrate it, they can't grow, and it makes them more susceptible to the immune system. So this is another natural mechanism that is found in nature that we can use to help prevent cancer, especially prostate cancer, from spreading to other parts of the body.
Wow, that's good.
And this came out in the Journal of National Cancer Institute. This is not something I am inventing. I could read you one of the studies they did with melanoma cells with intravenous. I'll read you the study. Intravenous injection of murine, rat, melanoma cells with the natural citrus pectin resulted in a significant increase in the appearance of tumor colonies in the lung and the increased homotypic aggregation. You're not going to understand that. It says, while injected with modified citrus pectin significantly decreased experimental metastasis, it says it decreased experimental metastasis in rats by 90%.
Wow.
In other words, when they gave the citrus pectin alone, the cancer still spread. But when they modified the structure of the citrus pectin, I guess they made it easier to absorb, etc.
Yeah.
Normally it does not absorb. they modified it. It actually decreased metastasis by 90%. And this is the Journal of National Cancer Institute, 84, published in 1992.
Wow.
This is not something we're inventing. This is actually in the medical literature.
Mm-hmm.
And it's interesting. It's interesting how natural things can help. And it says here, modified citrus pectin act as a potent inhibitor of spontaneous prostate carcinoma metastasis. That's what the conclusion they did. It's a novel therapy that can be taken orally and can be a potent inhibitor of metastasis.
Wow.
Especially prostate cancer. So these are natural things that are available to us. You can get it even in the health store, and that you could use in conjunction with your treatment, whatever you're doing, and will not interfere with it. Many doctors, unfortunately, are not knowledgeable about this, and they're scared when a person comes to their office and says, I'm using these natural stuff. They immediately tell you to stop everything because they don't want it to interfere with the natural therapy, with the chemo or radiation they're doing. But it's totally the opposite. They actually say this in ignorance.
Yeah.
Because they do not know that these things are beneficial and will help, actually. They'll help the person and will not interfere with their therapy, and on the contrary, make it more effective.
Are there medical communities that are using these in conjunction with their chemo and radiation?
Definitely. There are many alternative medical doctors who actually use these natural supportive treatments.
Mm-hmm.
We call them supportive because they support the body while they're doing the conventional treatment so that it can survive. And there are much better results than just depending on the chemotherapy alone. Because the problem is many people get toxic levels of the chemotherapy and cannot continue. When they combine it with natural therapies, their body does not develop these toxic levels. They can actually tolerate higher doses or need lesser doses to get the effect desired in reducing the tumor burden load on the body.
Mm-hmm.
So definitely they're beneficial, and they do not contraindicate it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we're running out of time here. Was there any other that dealt with this category that you can briefly just mention?
Well, I can't mention it briefly. It will actually take time.
So,
and it's the next step.
Okay.
It's the next step. Well, I guess we should mention, because it's not about taking supplements alone. These things that help.
Right.
We need to let the audience remember that 300 milligrams of vitamin C in your diet requires you to consume at least 4 fruits per day, at least one large big salad per day, and a few vegetable juices made at home to get that dose of vitamin C of 300 minimum and even more. So that means you need to go on a high plant-based diet so that you can get these large amounts of vitamin C and other properties from nutrients in the vegetables that will help to be protective for your health. So increasing these vegetables, increasing the juice, taking vegetable juices, get a nice book on vegetable juicing that shows you how to prepare different remedies, recipes, or go to YouTube and learn some recipes on how to prepare different types of juices. Or talk to Peter Lewis. He has a lot of information that he can give you. But add a large amount of plant-based nutrients able to get a large doses of vitamin C required to keep your health, your body healthy, and if you have cancer, to prevent it from spreading to other parts of the body.
All right. That's wonderful. So next time we are together, we're going to pick up back from this point, right?
Yes. We should talk next time about how cancer cells survive the bloodstream, how when they get into the bloodstream, how they survive the immune system.
All right. So that's where we will begin on our next interview. So listeners, if you do have questions or comments that you would like to make, you could contact me at Better Living Natural Food Store, 731-279-0350. Or just come on down and let's talk about it. Tell your doctors what you've been listening to. Dr. Cruz, we appreciate you joining us. Thank you very much.
Well, thanks for inviting me. Anytime. I'll be happy to come anytime.
All righty. God bless, listeners.